Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting third. The right fielder, Matty Alou. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Blomberg. Batting seventh. The DH, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Hile. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Woodson. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Woodson covering, for the out. White moves to third. Alou moves to second. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a pop-up towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a line drive into center field. Hile picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hile. Munson moves to third. Michael moves to second. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Munson scores. Michael scores. Clark moves to third. It's 2-0, Yankees. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Darwin reaches second base with a double. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darwin scores. It's 2-1, Yankees. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braun moves to third. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Twins 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Alou reaches second base with a double. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles is hit by the pitch. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Blomberg hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Yankees. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Woodson covering, for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-1 in the game. Hile hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Munson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Twins 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, White hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Twins 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil. Mercer reaches second base with a double. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mercer moves to third. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Joe Decker now pitching. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Blomberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mercer scores. Nettles moves to third. It's 6-1, Yankees. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Blomberg moves to second. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Munson hits a line drive towards third. Braun catches it and steps on third to double up Nettles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Holt reaches second base with a double. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holt moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Holt scores. Heil moves to second. It's 6-2, Yankees. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Twins 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michael strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. White moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mercer hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Darwin strikes out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliva moves to third. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. Oliva scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Yankees. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Twins 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Blomberg takes first base on ball 4. Nettles moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nettles scores. Blomberg moves to third. It's 7-3, Yankees. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Munson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil. Munson reaches second base with a double. Blomberg scores. Callison moves to third. It's 8-3, Yankees. Jim Strickland now pitching. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callison scores. Munson moves to third. It's 9-3, Yankees. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Michael moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Munson scores. Michael moves to third. Clark moves to second. It's 10-3, Yankees. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Michael tags and scores. Clark tags and moves to third. White tags and moves to second. One out. It's 11-3, Yankees. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark scores. White moves to third. Two outs. It's 12-3, Yankees. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. It's 13-3, Yankees. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Blomberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 13, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hile strikes out. Munson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hile out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 13, and the Twins 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Liss now playing first base. Dave Golds now pitching. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Munson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callison moves to third. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Callison scores. Munson moves to second. One out. It's 14-3, Yankees. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Munson moves to third. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Swoboden now playing right field. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-4, Yankees. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Darwin takes first base on ball 4. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Braun is called out on strikes. 1 out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Twins 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 14, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.